Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast. This is Pat Iyer, and today we're going to be talking about customer satisfaction. You can spend a lot of money doing marketing and sales. You can spend a lot of your time bringing cases in, but if you don't satisfy the attorneys who hire you as a legal nurse consultant, you won't have a business. Today I'm talking with Robert Schlemm, who is a nurse, has his bachelor's, and is a certified surgical assistant. And I brought him on the show to talk about customer satisfaction. Robert is a specialist in this area, and we'll be talking with you today about some tips and techniques that you can use to build customer satisfaction into your business. Robert, welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you could spend some time with us today.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about your background and how you got to the point where you are now.
Well, thank you for asking. After returning back from Vietnam in 1975, I began my medical career as a nursing assistant, actually, and in a large hospital organization in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I studied very hard, and I was fortunate enough to advance my career and did various other jobs, such as anesthesia tech, supervisors, perfusionist and surgical assistant. I was the manager of an anesthesia department, an oncology tech, and then I became a registered nurse. Along the way, I decided to move on to the business arena and served as a manager of clinical applications, various types of selling jobs, directors, and national sales managers. I also spent 5 years as an international regional sales manager for a company in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Most of this work was done for companies in the Wisconsin area.
I see. So it sounds like you had quite a bit of exposure to healthcare before you became a registered nurse.
That is correct.
And then you began learning about legal nurse consultants. How did that happen?
Well, I actually found out about the profession around 2009, and I took some courses from another association, which I think is the American College of Legal Nurses. I recently contacted you, and we had a chat about the legal nurse profession. And during that chat, you enlightened me a little bit about what I could probably offer as far as my marketing experience was concerned. So I want to thank you very much for doing that, and you're a wonderful lady and a true professional. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Bob. Let's talk about the area that you have really spent a lot of time in, which is sales and marketing, and how that relates to customer satisfaction and retention. First of all, how does that affect the growth of a legal nurse consultant practice? And I'm specifically referring to customer satisfaction and retention.
Very good question. Let's first start off by saying that any business, you know, by getting the customers is a monumental task, especially for those of us who are doing it for the first time. And, of course, listening to these podcasts helps, you know, the learning process. And, of course, getting the customer is a subject on its own. However, after that hard work is done, we certainly need to take a look at how to retain these customers and how to make them happy. Most companies fail to do that, and we should make every effort to retain and learn from the customers that we've served, as that is very, very important.
Tell us why that's so important.
I'm not the big expert, but I tell you what, you can go on Google, you can find a lot of things, and for example, just type in customer retention. You'll find a vast amount of information pertaining to that subject. but I just want to share a few statistics that I found. A, 68% of customers leave you because they perceive you are indifferent to them. And B, satisfied customers tell 9 people how happy they were, and dissatisfied customers tell 22 people about their bad experiences. Now, I want to add a little note to this. Because of social media, and we'll talk about that a little later, I think, but because of social media, those numbers are not quite true anymore, but the percentages are. The numbers are more vast than they are now. And then C, a company's commitment to the customer experience results in up to 25% more customer retention and revenue than sales or marketing initiatives. And I think that that is extremely interesting because, again, most people spend their money or their time on marketing, but sometimes do not feel or understand the customer retention aspect of it. You know, those previous statistics are my favorites because of these quotes that, and I'm going to quote Bill Gates of Microsoft, and this is what he said, quote, "Your most unhappy customers are your greatest source of learning." And then there's another quote, and I'll start out with this, quote, "Let's take most of the money we have spent on paid advertising and paid marketing, and instead of spending it on that, invest in the customer experience, customer service, and then let our customers do the marketing for us through word of mouth." And that's a quote from Tony Hirsch, a CEO of Zappos, which most people know, I think, is an online shoe and accessory sales giant that just was acquired by Amazon. So those are the interesting quotes from very, very big leaders that, again, emphasizes customer satisfaction and, of course, retention.
I don't know that everyone realizes how much it costs to get a new customer versus to work with an existing one. The statistic that I have seen is that you spend 5 times more money on getting a new client than you do on retaining your existing clients. There's certainly a huge financial incentive to having a base of satisfied customers who will then keep sending work, in this case, attorneys sending cases to legal nurse consultants.
I can't agree with you more, Pat.
You mentioned earlier about social media changing those numbers. Tell us, how does that influence the retention of customers?
Well, again, Google being your friend, and I'm going to quote a little bit of research that I found by surfing the net, and it's by likablemedia.com. And it states that social media is rapidly turning into a vital part of the modern marketing mix. The big three, Facebook, Twitter, and Google, have become a must for any marketeer striving to bring his or her business up to speed. They also go on to say that lacking profiles on platforms such as LinkedIn and Pinterest and others like that would be a strategic miss for those companies looking to reach greater exposure in the digital market. And also note that sites like Glassdoor and Yelp can be a hindrance, as once it's posted by a customer, positive or negative, it stays there forever.
That was just part of a conversation that I was in recently, in which somebody talked about the impact of negative reviews and that the business owner is not able to remove those reviews or protest them, but instead the suggestion was to, when confronted with a negative review, see if you can get a whole bunch of positive reviews that will push that negative review down further on the page so it won't be so noticeable. Did you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. But I was speaking with an owner of a large chain for a car care situation just the other day, and he had mentioned that some of the large chains are starting to contest those situations and try to at least let franchises or their businesses be able to respond to particularly Yelp or Glassdoor. And I apparently, from what I was told, and I can't confirm this, but apparently from what I was told is that they're making some headway, but it's going to take some time.
Very interesting. So in terms of the social media profiles that you just mentioned, which of those do you think is most important for legal nurse consultants to be involved with?
The original one that I knew of and that I think that most people are aware of is LinkedIn. And there are more and more coming on board, but again, it gets to be quite a task for a busy business person to sit and try to make these profiles up for all these particular sites that are out there. But I think that the person should just pick one or two that they might have the time to, go ahead and take the time to put their profile on, and then go with it to see if it produces any sales.
Well, that's a great suggestion. When I think about working with attorneys, I think about how they are under a lot of pressure all of the time to meet deadlines, to make good decisions about their cases, to be fiscally responsible to their client, and question invoices that are in excessive in their minds. What are the factors that you see that affect the satisfaction of the client and within the framework of attorneys working with legal nurse consultants?
Very, very good question, Pat. So the short answer and the main factor in my particular opinion is the business owner's ability to listen and react appropriately. I feel that it's that simple. However, I'm going to read, again, my research comes up with some of the factors. There's 10 of them that the National Business Research Institute offers, and I think that they apply quite well to legal nurse consultants. So if I may, I'm just going to quickly go through them.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, quality is never an accident. No marketing or PR can save a product that just plain stinks. And again, that's not my words. That's from the National Business Research Institute. Number two, separation anxiety. Separate your product from the rest. Let that customer know what you offer. Number three, Access 2.0. No website, no search engine, no contact information, no business. So take a look at those things and make sure that you're properly exposed to all of them so that you can get some business. Number four, at face value, and I think this is very important. Offering and explaining the value of your product and you, the value of you that it brings to the customer. It's very, very important. Number five, nice atmosphere. If in fact you have an office, make sure it's clean and make sure that it looks pretty good. Number five, the waiting game, and I think this is extremely important for those legal nurse consultants out there. Be honest in providing the product in a timely fashion and keep the client informed. From what I understand, if the attorney calls up somebody and says that they need it in such and such a time, if you can do it, please be honest with when you are able to provide it. And make sure that if something happens, you inform that client. Number seven. The one R, responsibility. Tell the truth, be honest, as it shows integrity of you and your business. Number eight, it's very important to hold on to what you've got. Build and foster your existing customer base. Now, isn't that interesting? A factor that affects customer satisfaction also emphasizes customer retention. Number nine, you're in good hands, hopefully. If your business institutes campaigns to show that the company cares about keeping their customers satisfied, you're probably going to retain these people. And number 10, technology is not just for geeks. Technology can help small and medium-sized businesses look like big companies by improving the quality of the purchasing experience without adding staff to the payroll. So those are the 10 factors that the National Business Research Institute offers, and I think they're very good.
Yes, so many of those are immediately applicable to legal nurse consultants. If you had to pick out the one that you think is the most important, do you have an opinion on that?
I certainly do, and at face value is the one that I particularly like. And offering, there's many, many legal nurse consultants out there. but providing your customer with the value that your particular business offers and the value that you offer is extremely important. People usually don't buy from companies. They usually buy from people because they feel good about it. Again, that's my opinion.
The one that struck me in particular was the waiting game. Because of the complaints that I got when I ran my legal nurse consulting business, the number one complaint that I got about the expert witnesses that my company provided was that the attorney left a message for the expert and didn't hear back and was waiting and waiting and facing a deadline and getting worried and emailing and calling and then in frustration contacting me as the owner of the company. I can't reach your expert. I don't know what's going on. I haven't gotten the report. Can you please contact her? That responsiveness piece is critical because of the deadlines involved. Some experts and some legal nurse consultants are not aware of how limited attorneys may be in terms of their deadlines that are court imposed. But when they don't respond, they don't provide that work product fast enough. It makes the attorney's anxiety level flare almost in some cases out of control. So I would emphasize that as well as the one that you've emphasized is that unless you can respond quickly and timely, you shouldn't be in this business.
Certainly, that's great advice, and I would agree with you.
So we've talked about several factors that influence retention and satisfaction. Can you condense that to the bottom line?
You know, certainly. You and I realize how really hard it is for all these legal nurses out there to be on top of their game each and every day, providing, you know, their legal customers with the requested information in a precise and timely fashion, just as you just mentioned. However, it's more than equally important to find out how they feel about the service that's being provided to them. And I believe it's vital. And here's the three reasons why I believe that. Because number one, the legal nurse consultant firm needs to know if their client was pleased with their service. So they need to do something to try to get that input. Number two, they also need to know if they're not so pleased, because I believe that that's a major opportunity to contact that customer, A, ask what the concern is, B, listen, and then respond to their comments in order to try to satisfy their needs. This is all very simple and common sense. Number three, you know, if the customer's inquiry or survey is worded properly, it can help the legal nurse consultant assess their service, and then they can properly set direction on how they're going to help their customers. If they can also, and they can, it can also inform, you know, if they have an interaction with the client's staff, and I think that that's most important as far as being working with the paralegals for the legal nurse consultants. If a survey or something's provided to the head of the firm, the attorney's firm, one of the things that you would like to know as a legal nurse consultant is, how did I work with your paralegals, if in fact they did? So that information could also be put on some sort of questionnaire or even when they ask. So all these things are extremely important from the bottom line.
And I think it's something that we don't do enough of as business owners, is talk to our clients, get feedback, find out if they are satisfied. Did the report meet their needs? Did the expert perform well in the deposition or trial? What can the company do differently? Somebody recently told me there are three questions that you should ask of your clients. What should we stop doing? What should we start doing? And what should we continue to do? And all of that is so important for getting feedback, but how can you do that easily and efficiently?
Well, in order to make, again, an effective survey or questions to your customers, there's many options out there. There are companies online that, for example, like GoMonkey or BirdsEye, and then I saw another one that's known as Ask Nicely. Those come to mind, but you need to remember that if, in fact, a legal nurse consultant firm is going to utilize those, they have to develop the surveys, they have to read all the surveys, they have to analyze the surveys, and then they have to bring those all together and then try to decide how they are going to grow their business or how they're going to change their business based on their responses. Now, that's a lot of work for an already busy LNC, but there's another company out there of which I represent, and it's called How Did We Serve You Incorporated. Now, this particular company will develop a custom survey for each individual firm, whether it's a mechanical firm or a restaurant or an LNC business out there. They will develop a custom survey. They will then track it for you. They will then separate the good from the ones that need attention and then email you with this information. They also will contact your customer and explain to them that they have been heard by the firm. So there's a lot of help out there. There's a lot of things that people can take a look at. But I think you and I, Pat, agree that whatever an LNC firm decides to do, they certainly should think very strongly about how to satisfy their customers and also how to retain them.
Those are great points, Robert, and they are going back to what we started talking about at the beginning, is that if you can't satisfy and retain your customers, you won't have a business. So paying attention to what they tell you, what they're asking for, what their concerns are, and addressing those is essential. And getting those questions answered is an essential part of running a business. If listeners want to find out more about you, Robert, and what you offer, how can they reach you?
Well, there's two ways they can do it. Number one is you can go to Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, at howdidweserveyou.com. They certainly can leave any questions, and I'd be happy to get back to them. Or they can use my Gmail account, which is robert.schlemm, S-C-H-L-E-M-M, at gmail.com.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Robert, for being on the show. I so appreciate the time that you've spent with us this afternoon.
Again, it was my pleasure.
And this is Pat Iyer with Legal Nurse Podcast. We've been talking to Robert Schlemm, S-C-H-L-E-M-M, and the whole concept of customer service and customer retention. Join us again next week for a new interview. Please keep your comments coming and give us a review on iTunes. It's so important for other people to be able to find the show when you add your reviews and comments. I'm asking for feedback, Robert, from my customers, hoping that we can retain them and satisfy them. I just saw the connection.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and appreciate everybody listening today. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.